It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good, thanks.
Looks like we have a great weekend ahead of us.
Once we get through today and tomorrow, we might be all right. Sunday might be able to salvage Sunday out of this.
Should be able to, yeah.
I hope so. That's my birthday, guys.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to be 40 all over again.
Good for you. A week from Sunday, I celebrate the 31st anniversary of my 36th birthday. So,
see, there you go. Yeah, gave it away.
One way of looking at it.
Exactly.
I like that.
So, Jeff, selling a property in 2020 is so much different than it was 20 years ago or even 5 years ago. What are agents doing different?
It's a lot more detailed than what it used to be. Think about this for a minute. Everybody is on Zillow, truly, all those websites, right? Everybody's watching HGTV and all the staging. Everyone's a realtor nowadays, right? It's funny. So everyone's a realtor. But what's happening is the agents are being, we have to be a lot more diligent and do a lot more due diligence when we're even getting to the point of doing a market analysis. We used to be able to just do a market analysis, sit down with you and say, this is what the market is, and people are okay with it. Nowadays, everyone's so much more educated that we have to do town hall searches, building department searches, health department searches, everything that we need to do to go in prior to that listing appointment, because everybody is very knowledgeable than what they used to be.
So, I mean, are they disappointed in what you say? Okay, look, I think you can get $250,000 for this place. And they'll say, well, wait a minute, I thought it would be more. And you get some of that?
Absolutely. And people say, well, I was on this website and my property is worth this. Right, so we get a lot of that, of course.
They do comps, yeah.
Everyone's what they think is more educated, but yes, you know, like everything else, really, people think that the buying public thinks that, and the selling public think that their whole home is always undervalued, right? Yeah, the seller has a much more intimate relationship with that property than the agent does, and we're a lot more unbiased, so we can give them an honest assessment about it. But yeah, that happens a lot, guys.
When you do that, Jeff, when you give them that honest assessment, how do you handle it when they basically think that you're full of elephant dung?
Well, like anything else, information is king, and so we back it up with a lot of statistics, and that's really what it comes down to. Not just what has sold in the marketplace recently, but also statistics. If the agent is really on their game, they've got a lot of forecasting knowledge and information ahead of them. And they could make that presentation to the seller and let them know what's honestly happening in the market. Then at that point, it becomes a business decision for the realtor and for the seller. Do we want to get into a relationship or not?
Jeff, does the assessment hold any information worthwhile at all? Usually you're getting, what, two-thirds, I guess, of the value, something like that. I mean, does that hold any water at all?
The assessment is, 70%. The towns assess the home at 70% of what they think the value is. So to some degree, it's basically like a benchmark, but it's not the end all, because lots of times, the towns don't want to hear this, but as you know, lots of times work has been done to the property and the town assessor doesn't know about it, or the town assessor hasn't been into the property. So, you know, a lot of that stuff dictates what the price is going to be and, you know, why the assessment is or may not be of value.
Jeff, let's talk about a couple of steps that people can do, especially helping sellers in preparing for sale. What's the most important thing that the sellers can do?
Absolutely, the most important thing the seller can do is prepare their home as neat and as minimal as possible. So an agent's going to go through and they're going to do a market analysis. And what you'll do too is they'll go through the property with you and go through room by room and say, these are the things that you really need to be minimizing. Package these things up. Get rid of the winter clothes. It's now spring. You're moving anyway. So box this stuff up.
Yeah.
And go through all that. And then, you know, it's more than that. Sometimes we have contractors that we refer and we have people that we work with that can help those people with boxing things up, minimizing things, online auctions of some assets or some furniture, things that they don't want. So it's really different nowadays than what it used to be. We're really involved in the process now.
And I've been told you need to take things down, personal items like trophies you may have won, awards, photos, all that stuff, right? They have to be able to imagine what it's going to look like with their stuff in there, I think.
That's exactly right. You want to make them feel like what they can do once they move in. Now, you know, I believe, it's my opinion, that you can have a couple of small pictures around, because if your home is a four-bedroom home and it's a family house, maybe you have a couple of those pictures around so people can envision the picnics or the things that they've done at the house. Okay. But like the old days where you'd walk up the stairwell to the second floor and there's a full family of photos.
Yeah, okay.
Those days are over. Right, you need to get rid of those.
We're in the middle of open house with Jeffrey Bodu from William Revis Realty. You talked about staging, and I know that's become a big deal. How do you find the perfect stager?
Trial and error. Really, that's what it comes down to. I've been working with a particular stager for probably 7 or 8 years, and they're phenomenal, and they have the touch that every buyer is looking for. They're phenomenal at what they do, and it really makes a huge difference, so much so that when they're done, typically the seller says, I don't know if I want to sell anymore. My house looks gorgeous.
It happened to me.
That's what happens.
I was looking at the listing on the website. I go, why am I moving? You know, I don't understand this. You know, the other thing is, do stagers sometimes, they'll even bring in furniture, you know, to kind of punch things up a little?
They do. So a stager can bring in furniture. They'll rent it from, there's a couple different places that they can rent furniture, and they'll bring them in if they need to. And it really makes a big difference, because when people go into a vacant house, it doesn't show as well, but it also gives the buyer the thought that, well, if it's vacant, I might have an opportunity to really get a great deal, or maybe steal this home.
And is this equally important now, Jeff? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but is this equally important now from your standpoint in the fact that you might be doing some virtual showings of homes?
Right, yes. The staging is absolutely the most critical thing that's going to give you the biggest value on your home, besides pricing it exactly right. But staging is the thing. And what we're doing now is we're actually doing virtual, not just this virtual showings, but virtual staging. So there's companies that we retain that can actually take a house, whether it's a room or the entire house, and virtually furnish it. And you cannot even tell that it's not real. And we'll market it that way sometimes. Of course, we'll put a disclaimer that photos have been virtually staged. But it's a significant difference. And it's amazing what they can do between virtual renderings. They can actually take a blank room and break it up into different rooms and virtually render it and stage it. It's phenomenal, the new technology that we're doing. We have at our fingertips.
Jeff, I think the next time we talk, too, we had a story, Joe and I had a story, I don't know, the other morning, that a lot of people, because we're staying at home, are deciding, or, you know, as much as you can, we're putting in pools and stuff like that. So let's maybe next time talk about some of the improvements you can do and which ones turn out to give you the biggest return. Can we do that?
I think it's a great idea. Absolutely.
All right. If you want to learn more about today's topic or any other question about the real estate market, contact Jeff Bodu of William Revis at 860-463-9296 or get him online at Jeff Bodu, capital B-O-D-E-A-U .com. Mm-hmm. Jeff, great stuff as always. Thanks.
Thanks, Jeff.
Stay safe.
Guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. All right. Appreciate it. So good tips there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.